Here's the thing I could never do, because I'd always forget.
Okay. Drink water?
Drink water yes. between drinks.
You know, I hate water. And the last place I want water is in a bar.
Yeah. Because, you know, it slows down the... It's like parties
I
over.
I didn't come there for that.
Yeah.
I get water at home. Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name's Jaquetta Sotmari, and I'm here with my co-host...
Katie Kazmere. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
All right, so happy St. Patrick's Day out there.
Yes, happy St. Patrick's Day. May the wind be at your back and the sun be in your face.
Is that good? Should the sun be in your face?
So, yeah, because the... Oh, yeah, right. It blinds you.
Yeah. I mean, what if you're in a fight? You don't want that. Or, like, driving into it. Anyway, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
We have a bevy of St. Patrick's Day-themed segments for you. Katie's going to kick it off with one of our favorite sites.
Yes, Ask Men.
Because why not?
They know.
Yeah, askmen.com.
Yes. So that this is about St. Patrick's Day prep.
Okay, how to get ready.
Is
line your stomach? On there. Right. There's nothing you need to prepare for, right? You just go into it. Just happens. It's March 16th. Boom. March 17th.
Yeah. St. Patrick's Day is a day of color and social celebration in honor of Ireland's patron saint, St. Patrick,
of
right?
Of color. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know what that...
It's a day of color.
Yeah.
Much like the people of color.
Yeah, but nowadays it's really just a day of excessive alcohol consumption and misplaced inhibitions.
Oh. Misplaced? Please keep yours about your person, Katie. I want you to know where your inhibitions are.
I misplaced my inhibitions.
I think it's down by your ankle is where it is
now. Along with my panties, right?
Yes. And what I think is a ring, I'm not sure.
Okay. Not surprisingly, most people have no idea who St. Patrick really was.
No, everyone knows.
Everyone knows. And yet somehow green got thrown into the mix and nobody even stopped to wonder why. This is Ask Men.
And they're just asking more questions. The AskMen.com is like, you ask men. You go ask men. You know?
Okay.
It's not asked men. Yeah. It's ask men.
Since this year's celebration will likely be much of the same as last, Ask Men has nailed down a solid list of St. Patrick's Day prep measures to avoid the cursed St. Patty's Day hangover.
Okay.
Okay,
drink.
The first one is abstain.
Yeah.
This sounds difficult, but it really is quite simple.
Is it? Okay.
Well, it may take some sneakiness on your part, like drinking rounds of pure club soda and lying about the alcohol content. It can be done.
Is it that? Okay. When I was younger, when I went out, I wanted to get super drunk, like incredibly drunk. I don't ever remember pretending to drink or lying about what's in my glass unless I was on a date.
Yeah.
And I was not really enjoying myself, so I would just kind of lift the alcohol to my lips and then kind of put it back down.
Yeah.
Type of thing. But this seems like what kind of assholes are you going out with? You have to lie.
That you have to pretend to be drunk
or
drinking.
That you drink shots of water. Now you're a sitcom pretending to be drunk, right?
Yeah, yeah. The key is in the delivery. Just act drunk and no one will question you.
Okay, if everyone else is drunk, they ain't gonna know.
Yeah.
They're not going to know. And how do you, do you have the improv skills to carry it off, sir?
Yeah, right.
To keep
you,
that up.
Yes, and?
Yes. Have you seen, Dudley Moore?
Can you heighten and explore?
Yes. Can you slur properly?
Right. Well, actually, the key to acting drunk is to try to act sober. You have to overdo the sober aspect.
Okay, so you're over-enunciating, walking quickly, getting stuff done. I've never tried to act drunk before in a scene. All right.
That was the note that I got once in an acting class.
They passed it to you. Like, excuse me, Thespian Kazmere.
Yes, you must act sober.
Tighten it up.
Okay. Next tip is eat something more than just a bag of chips.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us know not to drink on an empty stomach, I hope.
Yes, but it happens sometimes.
Sometimes it happens.
A lot. And that's the weird thing about it in our culture. In most places around the world, if you get something to drink, you can always get like a snack or something. And a lot of bars in the U.S., though, I feel like...
No, you can't.
Maybe something salty.
Right.
You know?
To make you drink more, like some kind of popcorn or
pretzels. Popcorn, pretzels, peanuts, something like that.
But some people are unaware that the types of food you eat before you abuse your insides can be important as well. Mm-hmm. Eating fatty foods that are full of dense carbs and lots of protein will slow the absorption of alcohol into the bloodstream.
Yeah, in Hungary, they used to recommend fat, like lard smeared onto bread.
Yeah.
To line the stomach. It worked.
Yeah, line your stomach.
Yes, line your stomach. Carefully.
That's why folk remedies such as olive oil and milk are purported to work. Well, filling up
together?
On, yeah. I don't know. Filling up on hangover-fighting foods will mean it'll take longer to feel the so-familiar buzz.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, now you have to drink more to get drunk.
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
To be hungover. And you will, because it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Next step is take a multivitamin.
Huh?
Okay. Alcohol depletes the body of the B complex vitamins and vitamin C.
Maybe take a multivitamin anyway, gentlemen.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't wait until March 16th and be like, fuck, I don't have any vitamins. What am I going to do?
My body doesn't have any vitamins in it.
I want to go to a frat type bar now and see a bunch of guys popping multivitamins.
Yeah, right.
Centrum.
Okay, so let's see. In fact, it depletes a handful of other vitamins and further impairs future nutrient absorption.
Okay.
The end result is a wide-reaching depletion of essential vitamins and minerals that can leave you feeling hungover.
They're making drinking sound like something you really need to get prepped for. It's mm-hmm. not. If I knew it was this much work, I wouldn't have started.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the easiest solution is to cover the entire array of vitamins by taking one decent multivitamin.
Okay. Boom. Done.
Take one before drinking or just after, and you may notice a difference when you wake.
Huh.
I don't know.
I don't know.
That.
I take vitamins every day.
And you eat well, too.
And
so
I eat
you're
well,
getting your vitamins.
But it doesn't matter. I still, if I drink too much, I'm prone to be hungover the next day.
So now you're drinking. Now you're already prepped. Now you're in the game.
I'm pretending to drink.
You're pretending to... No, now you're really drinking. You don't have to pretend for anybody.
I'm not. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm giving my best Arthur.
Okay, so pace yourself. With age comes wisdom, and perhaps
a
fault of youth to think you need to get as drunk as humanly possible in the shortest amount of time. What else is there? What else is there?
What else is there? It's St. Patrick's Day. Shots are going to be flowing.
Yeah.
If people just drank beer, I think they'd be better off on St. Patrick's Day. Because we can put away a good amount of beer and still, like, you know, walk out of the place.
I think with young people, what they want to do is drink on an empty stomach as much as possible in a short amount of time so they get loaded fast.
Quickly.
And then it's
lingers. And then it's over. Okay.
But he's saying do the opposite. Just kind of let it.
Also, too, I remember now when I was in my 20s that I didn't know when to stop drinking. And I don't mean, like, in an alcoholic sense of the word. I mean, like, you know, I would have, like, a shot. So, you know, you're doing shots and you've had three or four and it doesn't occur to you because you're young and you're not well practiced at drinking that, like, four shots, you need to stop.
Yeah, you have to.
Like, your evening is probably over.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, that's, like, four drinks in, like, you know, an hour?
Right. Because your body has to metabolize it and say, oh, this
but
is
you don't
really
realize
this
that
is happening.
Because you're like, I can still get it to my mouth.
Yeah.
You know? Like, what's the problem?
I unfortunately did that fairly recently.
You had a bunch of shots? How'd it go?
Oh,
I haven't had shots in a while.
It was about 6 months ago, and I had shots.
When people hand me a shot, it's like they're handing me a newborn baby. I'm like, get that shit away from me. I do not want that in my life.
Well,
so how'd it go?
It didn't go very well.
What were the shots?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's what happens when you're... But I'm saying, like, that's what happens when you're our age and you don't drink. People are like, here's a shot. You're like, yeah, sure.
You can't. You're not 20. You shouldn't
be
doing shots.
The stomach wasn't lined. B vitamins. Be damned. You know?
Yeah, and... Yeah, it wasn't good. You can't do shots.
Yeah.
So just don't do shots.
It seemed
on St.
fun
Patrick's.
At the time, though. Yeah.
You're like, remember when we used to do this in college?
Mm-hmm. 20 years ago? Yeah. It happens on vacation sometimes, too.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, this is a good idea. And I'm like, oh, that was not a good
not
idea.
Never a good idea.
No.
Anyway.
It was a B vitamin.
All right. Another point here they have. Stick to beer or clean spirits.
Are those dirty, nasty, filthy spirits?
He's saying a clean spirit is like vodka.
Mm-hmm. No brown party liquor. Stick with your white party liquor.
Because they have fewer impurities developed in the fermentation process.
Yeah.
And they're less likely to mess with your liver.
I found that, like, vodka, I can still drink quite a lot of. And there's also something called guaro, which is made of sugar cane.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clean. You don't get any hangover.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
So be consistent with your choice of alcoholic beverage. Mixing will only increase the amount of crap floating around in your bloodstream.
True.
And
crap.
Yes. Remember the old saying, Beer before liquor, never be sicker. Liquor before beer, you're in the clear.
Say it again?
No. Beer before liquor.
Never sicker.
Never been sicker.
Okay. Liquor before beer, in the clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Avoid carbonation.
Well, I'm out. I'm out. Next.
Yeah, carbonation in sodas or champagne will increase the absorption of alcohol into the blood.
And you know how many dudes are kicking it with champagne on St. Patty's Day, so good job, Ask Men, for covering that demographic.
So it'll get you drunk and sicker a lot quicker. Excess sugar in sodas can also contribute to the morning blues.
Yes, that's it's definitely one of these things. Now that I'm the age that I'm at, I'm one of those people who's like, just seltzer water as a mixer, please.
Yes,
put a lime in
that's it.
I want my drink to be clear. I don't care how many ingredients are in it.
Just put three things.
Three things.
The booze.
Yes, the seltzer and a lime.
Yeah.
Some kind of fruit. I don't care what it is, where you got it from. Put a raisin in there if you have to.
Yeah, your best.
I don't care anymore.
Your best bet is to mix the with a fruit juice or plain old water.
Plain old water.
Yeah, plain old water. Old. Make sure it's old water. Do you have the old water?
Plain old water, please. No, the old one. Still.
That's new water.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
Nouveau.
Get that out of my drink.
Yes. The Nouveau water.
I only
water.
Like the old water.
Plain old.
Okay. Adding a little bit of a lime from the bar.
See? Fruit.
Can spice things up. It doesn't spice
no,
it up.
No, it doesn't spice it up. That's not what happens.
Okay. And here's the thing I could never do, because I'd always forget.
Okay. Drink water?
Drink water between drinks.
You know I hate water. And the last place I want water is in a bar.
Yeah. Because, you know, it slows down the... It's like parties
I
over.
I didn't come there for that.
Yeah.
I get water at home.
Yeah. There's no rule saying you can't slip a glass of water between alcoholic beverages.
Slip? Yes. There is a rule.
The general rule of thumb is one for one. But it's not realistic.
Then
it's
what's
not.
The point? One glass of wine, one glass of water? We'd be bursting. We'd be rolling out into the streets.
There's not...
They'd have to throw down towels first. We wouldn't make it. That's too much liquid.
It is way too much.
That's way too much.
Just constantly in the bathroom. And on the lines for
or
the ladies
sweating.
Room.
Yeah, forget about it.
Whenever possible, just throw back a glass of water.
Yeah, just chuck that down your throat.
If you must, sneak in one on a solo trip to the bar.
Huh?
Or just come up with an excuse like you made out with some girl and she left a bad taste in your mouth.
Huh? Okay, so listen, on the guys. Way to the bar, just swipe someone else's glass of water and neck it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
This is terrible. So I want to follow up on this.
Thanks, Ask Man.
Yeah, thank you, Ask Man, on some horrifying Irish cocktail. So I Googled this, Irish cocktails, and a bunch of things came up. Ireland is not really known for their cocktails. They're known for their scotch, their whiskeys, their beers, but not the cocktails. So here are some Irish cocktails that you can use to celebrate the holiday. The Honeydew Ginger Martini.
What?
It's Midori. And ginger liqueur.
Ew.
And then...
They don't go well together.
That's not Irish.
No.
Honeydew and ginger. Then you add a little lemon juice and Angostura bitters to give the recipe a little bit of spice.
Oh, I love bitters.
I do too, but not like this. Emerald Rain. So this is definitely Irish. Emerald Rain.
Emerald Rain.
The main ingredient is Hypnotique.
Oh.
Vodka, orange, and lime. And that's a
what
mixed
is Hypnotique?
Drink. Hypnotique is a, I think it's a proprietary liqueur. I'm not exactly sure what the flavor is, but it's sweet.
All right.
I know it was like big in the clubs back in the day.
Okay.
The Irish flag. So this is one of these things. I never drink these layered shots. I just don't do them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever been a layered shot person.
No.
So this is the colors of the Irish flag in a shooter.
Oh.
It's green, creme de menthe. Liquor number 43.
Oh.
And then Irish cream, layered, to make the flag.
Wait, who was our 43rd president? Bush.
Was it Bush?
Yeah.
Irish flag. Here's another one. The Gold Emerald Shooter. It is... They said the flavor is a little unusual.
Oh, I'm glad they got that out of the way.
Midori and Goldschlager.
Oh, no.
None of this is good.
Why would you put cinnamon with a melon?
I don't know. I have no idea. The only thing missing from this is like... You know, cream.
Yeah.
Here's another one. The Irish Hammer. Mm. Jack Daniel's Whiskey, Irish Mist, and Irish Cream.
Ooh.
Together. I have two more for you. I mean, everyone knows the Irish Car Bomb, so I'll skip that one. Mm-hmm. But the Irish Cola, Jameson's Irish Whiskey, Bailey's. and cola.
Ew.
Together. And then the evergreen. This is the worst one. It says, it may seem like a strange choice other than the color. So I think the uniting theme here is that it's green and will make you puke. Tequila, Midori.
Would they stop it with the Midori?
Green cream de menthe. I'm not even done yet. There's more ingredients. White grapefruit juice. And then pineapple juice.
No.
That sounds like something that would curl.
That, like, as soon as you put it in the drink. It's like a big chunk.
Yes.
And you chew it.
It's a flan. It's a flan. It comes with, you could take a little, you could, you know, brulee the top, crack it open with right. a little spoon. So this is, and so I did those because I wanted to, if I may, do hangover cures.
Okay.
I
don't know
if
you guys know. I'm ready for it now. I didn't even drink it. I just had to hear those drinks and I'm hungover.
So this is the Eggs Benedict. I didn't know this was created as a hangover cure in 1894 by a New York socialite called Sam Benedict. He was staying at the Waldorf Astoria, as he was wont to do.
Oh, for sure.
And he'd had too many things to drink the night before. So it's the Eggs Benedict is half an English muffin topped with bacon or ham, poached eggs, and the hollandaise sauce. And the reason why it works, researchers looked into this, bread high in carbs and the bacon full of protein.
Yeah.
I think for a hangover, like when I'm hungover, I want like nasty egg and cheese on a roll. Like I want greasy spoon, nasty diner, you know.
Greasy, solid. You don't want any kind of vegetable.
No. Why? So then in the 19th century, the chimney sweeps would make a concoction of soot.
And they're the ones that you should go to for your
nowadays.
Hangover cures.
A lump of soot mixed with warm milk.
Ooh.
And they also used to serve that in hospitals when people had upset stomach and, like, intestinal problems. And it worked.
It's like a charcoal.
Yeah, it cleaned everything out. But I just like the idea that the chimney sweeps, probably they just went back to the place they were the night before doing work.
Yeah.
Just grabbed some soot, threw it in some milk, and were like, eh, this works. In China, they drink strong tea. In Italy, black coffee. In Romania, Mexico, and Turkey, they all boil tripe. So, and make a greasy, salty soup with garlic and cream.
Ew.
A prairie oyster is an American favorite that I've never fucking heard of. It's tomato juice, Worcestershire sauce, and a raw egg.
Yeah, I don't want to have that. No.
This is a Polish remedy. I don't know if you've heard about this one. It's a sour pickle juice. Just sip on that.
No.
No. Doesn't sound very good either. That sounds like the beginning of a drink.
Yeah, right. It's like a martini.
Yeah. So in Japan, they pickled plums, and then in Germany, pickled herring with raw onion.
Yeah.
In Mongolia, pickled sheep's eyes.
Oh, that's
in
not...
tomato juice. Like, that's just going to make you puke.
Yeah.
And that's how you get over it.
Yeah.
In Russia, they go to a sauna and they have the birch branches that they beat them with. That sounds okay.
I'd like that.
In New Zealand, minced meat and cheese pie and chocolate milk.
Ooh, I like the mincemeat and cheese.
That doesn't sound so bad. But the chocolate milk,
no.
I don't know.
Anything like that. That sounds like, again, it would curdle in the belly. Or the belly would just reject it from
immediately.
The body. Yeah.
Mine would before I even got it close to my mouth.
Yeah.
So this was something that was in the original script for Brokeback Mountain, but the scene was cut. Apparently, rabbit dropping tea is what cowboys in the Old West would use for a hangover.
Ew. Well, I guess it's around.
I mean, there's a lot of things around. There's a lot of things around in the Old West. There's also a Celtic cure. So this is specifically from the Irish. Oh, no, sorry. This is Scottish. The Highland Fling, it's called. Buttermilk, flour, salt, and pepper. And just
buttermilk,
mix that together.
Buttermilk, flour, and salt, and pepper. Do you bake it?
No, you just heat it up. Ooh. You just, like, simmer it on the stove. The ancient Romans, I think we'd reported this a long time ago, used to have some deep fried canaries.
Ooh.
Kind of an ancient KFC
type
of thing. All
right. See, that would work.
And then the Dutch do what I think is sometimes the best thing to do is just chug a few beers.
Yeah, and just feel like look.
Go with it. Just keep it rolling.
Try not to fight it too much.
Yeah, just go with it. So this is some hangover cures. Those, like, drinks are awful. Layered shots is like my nightmare. All right, what do you have?
#NYC.
I have Tales from the Campfire.
Oh, so Tales from the Campfire is a segment where we find tales on the internet of the paranormal, fake lore, folklore, ghosts, stories, scary stuff.
Yeah.
And we retell it here around the emerald-colored digital campfire. Yes,
so gather around, listeners. Yeah. This one is called Chased by an Eerie Laugh.
Okay, I like it.
Okay, this is from somebody in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
This is my first submission to the site. I've tried to be detailed in my description of the physical surroundings to help readers understand why this occurrence was so disturbing.
Great,
to me.
Because if you're not, they eat you alive on the site.
That's right.
They go to town if you don't have setting.
Yeah, this one, it's your ghost stories.
Of course.
I go to.
And they give them meters.
Oh, yeah.
Their direction, north by northwest.
They describe to a T, I mean, in detail.
Everything but uploading a blueprint.
Yeah.
Right.
This was the room I was in.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all right. Now, this is her story. Okay. On St. Patrick's Day, either 2011 or 12.
Okay. Not specific, but all right.
I was out with my friends at a sports bar. Surprise.
Yeah.
When our designated driver saw an ex-boyfriend and did not want to be in the same room with him.
Okay. I understand. Especially because she's sober or yeah. He's sober.
Oh, yeah. Right? Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, everyone's loaded. He's loaded. You're not loaded. And then, you can't leave.
Yeah.
Because you're driving all the drunks.
It upset her, and he's probably, like, making out with whoever. Mm-hmm,
yep. And or maybe he's wearing, like, one of those racist Irish get-ups, like, with a beard.
Yeah, right.
And, like, a black eye or something.
Yeah.
And, like, a big hat.
Yeah, kiss me, I'm Irish.
Yeah.
Today, right. It upset her, so we cut the night short, and she drove everyone at home.
Worst designated driver ever, but, like, kudos to you guys for being like, let's just roll.
Okay, I live about 2 miles from the quaint downtown area, so I was asked to be let out there.
Okay.
So I could hit up the local watering hole.
Nice.
It was only 10:30.
Yo, let me roll out right here. I'm a bale. I can see my house from here.
Yeah. So it was only about 10:30 p.m. I do drink, but that night I remember I was fighting a tummy bug, so I was taking it easy on the beers.
But still knocking them back.
Yeah, but still not going home.
Yeah.
I'm going to just...
10:30.
I'm going to take my chances.
There's 90 minutes of St. Patrick's Day left.
So I ordered my third for the night and sipped on while catching up with some folks I knew.
Okay.
The overall mood of the place wasn't very fun. Too many people were sloshy drunk, and those who weren't drunk weren't very festive.
Who knew? There's like an Irish bar on St. Patrick's Day.
So after less than an hour, I decided to walk home. It wasn't super cold, and it wasn't raining, and I had made that walk many times, so I didn't give it a second thought.
Okay.
Okay. I should also say that generally this town is pretty safe, and that I'm taller than most men I know.
Okay.
And I have an imposing frame, and I carry myself with purpose, thanks to my military time.
Oh, well, shit. So, where is this going?
So I don't get harassed much.
Yeah. I just imagine her, like, walking around with, like, a, I don't know, just swagger.
Yeah. My walk home followed the street that ran parallel to the bay. The road and the sidewalks are well lit, about 30 or 50 feet above the water level.
Is she, like, chanting, too? She's like, hoorah! Like, sound off kind of stuff.
I don't know what I've been told.
I know. They're like, just let her go. Don't mess with her. Don't even look at her.
St. Patrick's Day ain't got no
Yeah.
And set back from the water by a thin strip of land and trees. There are a handful of small homes and businesses situated between the road and the water.
Okay.
But next to downtown, a strip of that land is comprised of a park. During the day, it's a nice place to walk.
But at night,
shady path.
It's like to creep.
It's nice to walk on a shady path by the water. And in that park is a peculiar tree that has a small half stump sticking out of one side.
Okay, let me pause you here and be like, lady, have you never seen a horror film?
Yeah.
You know?
Then she's talking about this half stump that sticks out from the tree.
Yes, she's asking for it.
It resembles a toilet seat.
Oh, no.
I remember some acquaintance of mine once called it a leprechaun's toilet.
Uh-oh. Get out of there.
I never asked about it. I just assumed that it was a name he came up with on his own. I've heard and seen people in that park after dark, and when I do, I try to hurry past it because I don't want to get involved with whatever they're up to.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of action's going on in that park.
Right. Sounds like I want to go there.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wasn't surprised that on that night, while passing the park, I heard rustling in the bushes.
Oh, hey.
And a high-pitched, eerie laugh.
Okay.
It lasted quite a few breaths, so I figured it was some kids trying to mess with a girl walking home alone at night.
Okay. With a soldier.
Right. So I hurried my step, felt to make sure my cell phone was in my pocket if I needed it quickly, and kept my head on a swivel.
Just imagine you're double teaming it, like hop, 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 hop.
In case kids' hijinks turned out to be a real street assault.
Okay.
I stayed alert, but it became clear that no one was following me, and the road was pretty straight, so I could see well either direction with the streetlights. My walk home was about a mile on that road, then would take a right on a perpendicular road for about a half a mile that bordered on another small park.
Well, I mean, look, she's got to give these details, otherwise the fans will go nuts.
Yes.
People are probably still lost.
They need to, because everyone has to parse down the story.
Yeah, they need to know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. Then I would turn left across the street and into my neighborhood. All the way home was well lit and pretty free from obstructions to see who was coming. I didn't run into anyone else on the sidewalk and only remember a couple of cars driving past. Opposite of my direction home, it seemed to me whoever was trying to mess with me at the park near downtown was not pursuing me.
Okay.
So everything all is in
the It was just a
corner.
Quick rustle and
Yeah.
That was
and then
my
you
version.
See.
Okay.
I like that.
Several
one.
Breaths though.
That was good work.
Thank you.
I like
it was organic. I just went with it.
Well, you have a lot of training.
Yes, I called upon it.
I made the right-hand turn, and after passing a few small businesses on my right, I came up to where the second park ran along the sidewalk. The city had put in a new sidewalk a few months earlier, and I often walked with my dog in that park, so I knew its layout well.
Okay.
The sidewalk was uphill from the park in a way that there were about five to six foot drop from the sidewalk to the park. So the city put a handrail along the sidewalk. On the park side of the railing, a large amount of invasive blackberry bushes were going crazy.
Damn, she's really getting into the weeds here, literally.
Often my dog and I would spot a rabbit or two bounding through the paths that made under the thorny branches. This particular night, there was a rustle as usual as I disturbed something with my footsteps. But this time, it was accompanied by that same high-pitched eerie laugh that I heard at the last park.
he was tired.
It startled me and scared me to the core. I instantly began running. I crossed the street and ran to where I turned to my neighborhood. And then, a bit short of breath, I turned around to see if anything was following me, and I pulled out my cell, intending to call 911. The
whole it better be a slow-moving thing.
The whole time
I was to call 911 and describe what happens.
Yeah, the whole time I was running, I could hear the laughter coming from the park, but it didn't move closer.
That's creepy.
And now that I stopped, I heard nothing and saw no one. I was shaken up, and even though my house was uphill from there, I ran home and turned on all the outdoor lights and double-checked the locks.
That's interesting. I think I might do the opposite. I think I might run inside my house and turn off all the lights so I can see.
I know the first assumption is that someone was playing a joke on me or harassing me, and I think that's what I reacted to. And I had expected to see a person emerge from the bushes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know the layout of the second park, you would know there's physically no way for someone to get themselves from the first park to the second very fast.
As you described.
Yeah. Yeah.
In detail.
And then to me, it's also equally scary to think that someone would premeditate something like that.
I mean, that's how it has to happen. These things are not just willy-nilly if you're an evil spirit.
Yeah. I personally never heard a laugh like that before in my life. It was high-pitched but not feminine.
Okay.
And kind of evil or mischievous sounding. I know how calm and quiet the night was, and I'm pretty confident I would have heard a car or running or footsteps or whoever, you know, who would have done it.
Maybe it was Gilbert Godfrey back there.
Right.
You know, like one of those guys.
I told friends and neighbors, worried that there's someone messing with people, and no one ever heard of anything. In hindsight, it wouldn't have been a bad idea to call the police. But the sound was so odd that once I got home, I thought I misheard it for another noise.
Okay, once again, though, calling the police in the movies and in real life. Like, there's a couple times where Greg and I have seen what we thought was weird stuff. And we tried to tell a cop, and they're like, have you been drinking? And you're like, yes, but we still think we saw a poltergeist.
Most of the people in town are Scandinavian descent, so am I. And there's a tradition of forest people like elves or trolls. And being St. Patrick's Day, it's hard to ignore the leprechaun link as well.
Wait, stop. You're Scandinavian. It's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
You're not in your country. You're here. Why would your elf be here?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what's going on. I'm confused.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I really believe in these types of things, but it was just such a weird experience. I'm not sure what it was, but I'll never walk home at night again.
We're ruling out the tokolosh because a huge cock didn't come out.
Yeah, and since I've moved out of town.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's creepy. I think the idea of, because I don't know if I heard it properly, but it's like she kept hearing the laugh no matter where she went.
Yes.
That's creepy.
And the way that the parks were situated,
there was no way for whoever was making or whatever was making the laugh to easily get from one park to another.
Yeah. And they would have to have followed her. She would have seen them because there was no obstruction either.
And she didn't hear or see anything.
Right.
I like it. Huh.
Yeah. So she was, have you ever, as a kid, did you ever hear stories of leprechauns anywhere?
In the small African-American rural community that I grew up in, no.
You never talked about, the possibility of a leprechaun?
No. I'll say this is maybe a cultural thing. We had stories about, old, and I think we've told some of them before on the podcast, old slave ghosts or, things like that are, strange animals. Country stuff, but the leprechauns and the fairies was mostly just my white friends, and I was like, what the hell are you talking about? What are you talking about, leprechauns, around here in Maryland? So no, not really. That's not really a part of our culture where I'm from. And in Maryland, too, it's not a particularly strong thing.
Okay.
So I think that might have had a lot to do with it.
We never really thought there were any leprechauns around, but around St. Patrick's Day would be like, is there a leprechaun around? Let's look for leprechauns.
Just today.
Yeah.
We would look for four-leaf clovers because we did believe, because it's superstitious, if you found the four-leaf clover.
Yes.
And you would have good luck and you were supposed to press it, in the Bible.
Yeah.
Which is a weird, how we've got those two things together.
Right, because one is pagan, the other one is Christian.
And I didn't really know any. I had one Irish friend who I didn't even realize was Irish. Her last name was O'Brien. Should have known.
Yeah.
She was Catholic. But we didn't really think about things like that when we were kids.
Yeah.
And they weren't necessarily into St. Patrick's Day. Mm. But yeah, looking for four-leaf clovers was a big thing.
Yeah.
That was it.
I heard that if you caught a leprechaun, then you could have his gold.
That sounds like a bad idea. But then they try to trick you?
Yeah, they'll trick you. But, we didn't get that far into the whole mythology of the thing. Okay. We're just like, it would be great if we found one.
We're just doing, St. Patrick's Day light.
Yeah.
Kind of stuff.
Hey, You Know It is a free podcast, free of charge, FOC.
Free as a bird, free falling even. Well, it's free for listeners.
We put a lot of hard work into this.
Editing and online hosting is, frankly, thirsty work. Gets pretty dry in this studio, and we love a tasteful white wine. If you like our style, consider buying the gal a drink. We've added a PayPal donation button to heyyouknowit.com, so you can show us some love with a one-time or recurring donation to cover a little something from the vine.
For $5, you'll be hooking us up with a happy hour glass of tasteful white wine, a 4-ounce pour. For a 10 spot, we can split a bottle of wine from the bodega across the street. For $15, we can kick it with a jug, because who are we kidding? For $25, you'll be making our dreams come true with a box of tasteful white wine concealed with a Mylar skin. Mmm, box of wine.
So I have something here I found. It's 10 romantic date ideas for St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, good.
I didn't know. I know. Finally, right?
Right.
I didn't know that St. Patrick's Day was a good date night. It seems like the kind of night you go out with your girlfriends or your guy friends or a big group of people, friends, and you get loaded.
Yes, yes.
But some people are going to try to do this romantic, and this is from Hitched, I think. It says entertains, educates, and inspires marriages. So the first thing that they have on here is have a romantic picnic outdoors, and you had better do this well away from any bar.
No,
because
kidding.
I feel like people are gonna be puking and peeing all over the place. Think about Hoboken. You guys have some decent parks.
It's nasty.
What's it like on St. Patrick's Day in the park?
Oh, it's gonna be a mess.
Yeah, it's gonna be a hot mess. They say here, pack a picnic basket filled with your favorite goodies. Think green. Green napkins, green plastic utensils and cups. So not green as an eco.
Yeah.
But green as in the color green. Head out to a local park. Don't forget a blanket, your favorite bottle of wine, and add a little green food coloring.
Ooh.
To that wine. I'm shaking my head.
Don't even touch my white wine.
Or to your favorite champagne. Who would put food coloring in champagne?
Yeah. I spent $98 on this bottle. Let me drop a few.
Let me drop some of this McCormick. Food coloring in here.
Don't do that because then your teeth are going to be stained.
It's not going to be
good. Romantic.
It says, number two, turn your sweet tooth green. After dinner, go with Irish-themed desserts. I don't know what that is. They say here apple tart with sweet custard. I don't know the difference then between American and Irish dessert.
I don't either, because so, that doesn't...
like, or use green frosting for cupcakes. Once again, green teeth and green tongue. Not cute. Or sugar cookies. I guess that's Irish as well?
Irish sugar cookies?
I guess. And it says hint. And I hate hint. I hate hint as much as pro tip.
Okay. Oh,
when they put that on the pro tip for greater romantic impact.
Oh, I hate hack too.
Yes, hack.
Like life hack.
For greater romantic impact, feed each other dessert.
Ew.
Number three, get in line. Oh, that sounds like a fun date. Get in line.
Get in line for what?
Go to your local community, listen for a St. Paddy's Day parade to attend together. I guess you have the day off. It's not fun, music, Irish food,
no,
crafts, and games.
No, it's not.
It's not.
No, it's not. Because usually anyone who is really Irish is going to be drunk.
Or drunk
and not really Irish is going to be drunk.
Yeah, they're just going to be drunk. And also, I'm not a parade person. If you like parades, I mean, a St. Patrick's Day parade might be cool if they've got the bands out.
Yeah.
Like good bands.
Oh, you know what? No, because all you hear is Amazing Grace.
There's no old Danny Boy.
There's no old
the
Danny
pipes,
Boy.
The pipes.
All bagpipes. Amazing Grace.
Really? I would say that old Danny Boy is as close to a Negro spiritual as the Irish guest.
Oh, God.
Okay, it says, spell out your love in the color of the season. Write love notes using a green ink pen. That's subtle. Create your own pot of gold.
Ooh.
Pick up a small pot and fill it with golden chocolate coins.
I like that.
I like that, too.
Yeah.
Create a trail leading to the bedroom. No. That's never good. For a little chocolate delight. Be sure to set the mood in the bedroom beforehand. I guess more green food coloring.
What would you put in the bed that's green?
I guess green carnation petals. I don't know.
Okay.
Nothing. I like this one. Decorate yourself with Lucky Charms.
Oh.
Ooga.
Wait, are you supposed to get all the Lucky Charms, like the marshmallows? I'm thinking you pick out the marshmallows from the cereal.
And put them about your person?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah. And just sit there.
On your way home from work, pick up sexy lingerie or underwear in green. Oh, that's sexy.
Oh. Against like...
like a sexy green bra? Does that exist?
All right. If you're Irish and you're white... You're usually very pale.
Yes.
And a lot of those colors do not look good.
They're not going to work on you.
Yeah.
If you're, you know, dark skin like me, you might not see it that way. I don't know. It's just not, green is not one of those colors that really set off your look.
It's not flattering.
No. Hide and seek.
Green, it brings out the sallow.
Yes. And it's just like, often it's a dark color or like, are you going to go with like one of those weird, like a Kelly green?
Yeah.
No. Play hide and seek. Purchase a bag of green marbles to hide for a game of hide and seek. Redeem them later for a kiss to the body part of your choice.
Ew. This one correlates with your...
Ew. Yeah. Oh, mine say feet. Grand prize. Whoever finds the most marbles has to give the other person a massage. But presumably one person is hiding them. So what are you just flinging them?
Yeah.
And then you have to go find them, and then small children and dogs are dying.
I know. You always are going to forget a few.
Yeah, I'm going to step on one and go flying across the room.
Oh my God!
Number nine. This is weird. Offer some Irish comfort.
What's that?
A euphemism, I guess. Slip into something skimpy and sexy, and prepare the ultimate Irish comfort food using sexy staples. I put sexy in there myself, such as potatoes. Sausage and bacon. Cook up a steamy Irish stew, corned beef, brisket. Yeah, I'm just going to knock that together real fast.
Oh, yeah, and
doesn't brisket take a while?
And you want all that heavy food in your stomach right before
when
you
wearing
get
that
down.
Thong.
Yeah.
And balconette set and dark green. That makes you look like a corpse. Or a tender chicken or lean lamb to serve with potatoes, carrots, onions, mushroom, your favorite herbs. And don't hold back on the spices. Because if there's one thing we all know about Irish food,
ooh,
mad spicy.
Spicy. Spicy.
So spicy.
Get out. Yeah.
If you're a vegetarian, you know what to do. Just forget about the meat. And then the last one says...
That's all you have to do.
The last one says, go ahead and bring on the green beer.
Oh.
Head to the nearest Irish pub for the evening. Check your local listing to find out if there may be a schedule of events. I'm sorry, most of the Irish bars I go to, their schedule is come on in, get drunk.
Yeah, right.
And fuck off.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
It says, you never know. You may find yourself on top of a table dancing a jig, which I've never seen an Irish person dance a jig.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure what that looks like.
Yeah. I've seen a young Irish person do the Irish step dance.
Yeah, that's not a jig, though, is it?
No.
What's the jig part?
I think it's just jumping around.
Just jumping around and yeah. falling off the table.
Yeah.
Throwing a plowman's cap in the air and yelling, Aaron Gilbron!
And then punching somebody.
Yes. All the stereotypes type of, you know, things with a red wig on.
Yeah, well... Well, Sizzlin' Sharif. That's going to be some...
Is that your...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's some St. Patrick's Day. No, that... Okay, listeners.
Follow-up piece.
In the beginning of the year, 2017, I asked for help with a new catchphrase for the year. And I asked listeners, please email us at heyyouknowit@gmail.com.
Yes.
But we received one.
Okay.
On Twitter, okay. via Twitter.
So you had asked for something that was something that you could say just regularly. I put forth, sell it somewhere else, sister.
Right.
Like, so what do we have?
We have Sizzlin' Sharif.
And how is one used, Sizzlin' Sharif? Is it sizzling or sizzlin?
Sizzling with ing.
Okay, sizzling.
Sizzlin' Sharif.
Okay.
And it's like an exclamation.
If something happens.
Yeah, so, you know, we just celebrated. We had just had a sexy St. Patrick's Day. So
with that brisket.
Sizzlin' Sharif. What a night.
I like it.
Yeah. So thank you. This was brought to us by Operation Cubicle.
Yeah, which has Special Agent Jackson. Yes. The original Sizzlin' Sharif.
That's right.
Who is it? If you're not listening to Operation Cubicle, it's an excellent podcast. Sharif and his co-host, they talk about... one topic per episode. You talk about it from the corporate side, and you talk about it from outside.
Right. So the home side and the work side.
Yeah, and the work side.
Yes,
pretty good
Operation
podcast.
Cubicle. It's really great.
Yeah.
Agent Jackson. And thank you so much. And I will be incorporating the Sizzlin' Sharif.
I'm going to use Sizzlin' Sharif. I feel like I need a t-shirt.
Right.
For St. Patrick's Day, maybe hook up that Irish thong and balconette set with Sizzlin' Sharif emblazoned on the front. Yeah. Pow! Get that and some brisket. And you know what's up.
Right.
So I just wanted to put out one more thing. For those of you who are Catholic and observing, this year, St. Patrick's Day, you will be able to eat meat, despite the fact that the holiday falls on a Friday, according to the Catholic Diocese of Madison.
What? Why this caveat?
It says here, Bishop Robert Morlino issued a rescript granting dispensation. I don't know, maybe you can... break that down for me as a lapsed Catholic. It allows Catholics who live or plan to be in the Madison area. So you have to be in the Madison area to do this. Madison and Wisconsin.
Because the magic is only on
it only happens
the
in
Madison borders.
It's like Brigadoon. if you're in the Madison area and you can consume meat despite the usual requirements that you abstain on Fridays during Lent. He said, the bishop said that he wanted to, quote, foster a joyful and reverent devotion to the great saint, and moreover, to honor the patrimony of the Irish people to whom he first preached the good news of salvation. That's talking about the saint and not the bishop.
Yeah.
Instead of giving up meat, he said people should perform an act of charity or penance.
Okay.
I'm not Catholic, but if you are observing, I could understand that you might want to have meat on that day. Considering you're going to be, drinking
like crazy.
And carousing.
I think he's doing that so people stay alive.
Yes. So people will make it. So have the brisket. Have the sausage. Yeah. It's okay.
And buy somebody a beer.
Yeah. And,
that's going to be your act of kindness.
Bishops across the state issued similar orders. Lent begins on Ash Wednesday, which is March 1st. So, just so you know, I mean, if you're in the Madison area, eat your meat. On St. Patrick's Day. If you're not, maybe consult with your local bishop. And this seems like something they should all probably get on board with. I don't know much about Catholicism, but I know there's a strong hierarchy, and I didn't know these guys could just go off script like that.
I think that's somebody who is a bit of a rebel.
Out there. He's like, I'm doing it.
I don't think he really can unless...
By the time the Vatican finds out, it'll be over. Unless the Vatican listens to this podcast and now they know. They're going to issue another edict. They're going to send it to us and be like, you tell people it's not okay.
It's not okay.
It's not all right. So, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day. And we also want to thank all of you who have given us donations of a tasteful white wine.
Yeah. Yes. I enjoyed that tasteful white wine.
We have opened up our podcast. It's always free.
Yes.
This is not mandatory.
It will remain free.
Feel like sending us a tasteful white wine for this St. Patrick's
Day.
Or
a tasteful green wine.
Yes.
We'd love to have it.
Go to our website, heyyouknowit.com, and...
click on PayPal.
Yeah.
And give us
slide us something across the bar.
Get us a buyback.
But thank you so much for all of you who have done it. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks.